So here we are, this day in history, January 24th. On this day in 1835, slaves in Salvador de Bahia, Brazil, staged a revolt. Not just any revolt. This is a revolt of one of the most significant organized slave revolts in human history in the Western Hemisphere. It was instrumental in ending slavery there over 50 years later, and also led to the independent African states in northern Brazil. On this day in 1878, the revolutionary Vera Zasulich shoots Fyodor Trepov, the governor of St. Petersburg. She was a fascinating figure. She was a brilliant, creative artist who started out as an anarchist, became a revolutionary socialist and a Menshevik. She was a leading light of the Russian Revolution. On this day in 1908, the first Boy Scout troop is organized in England by Robert Baden Powell. I could say a great deal more, but I'll leave it there today. On this day in 1911, Japanese anarchist Shusui Kotoku was hanged for treason in a case now considered a miscarriage of justice. And on this day, for all you brew lovers, Kruger's Cream Ale, the first canned beer, goes on sale in Richmond, Virginia. Pabst Blue Ribbon, Pabst, was the second brewer that same year to sell beer in cans, which came with instructions and suggestions, cool before serving. On this day in 1936, Ozzie Powell was shot by a sheriff. He was one of the Scottsboro boys. This is the day after he is sentenced to 75 years in prison for a crime they didn't commit. It's one of the great injustices of American society that people on the left and the civil rights movement and the black community fought to have these men freed. This is the day in 1978 that the Soviet satellite Cosmos 954, with a nuclear reactor on board, burns up in the atmosphere of the Earth. It scattered radioactive debris across the Canadian Northwest. Only 1% of that was recovered. This is the day in 2003, the United States Department of the Homeland Security officially begins operation and changing our lives forever. On this day in 1918 was born Oral Roberts, the American evangelist who founded Oral Roberts University and Oral Roberts Evangelistic Association. The great historian Arthur Schomburg was born on this day in 1874, as well as Sharon Tate, who was born in 1943, who was murdered by the Manson family. On this day in 1949, John Belushi was born, of course, died in 1962, one of the early actors on Saturday Night Live. And on this day, one of my favorites, Aaron Neville, born in 1949. On this day died, in the year 41, Caligula, the Roman Emperor. And on this day in 1965 died Winston Churchill, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom during World War II, a Nobel Prize laureate. A really fascinating history in our world, a fascinating figure in our world history, who led the British people from refusing to give up to the Nazis who were attacking Britain. He was a force to contend with. Many of you may have disagreed with his colonial and even racist opinions, but as a leader of Britain during World War II, many people think no one could have led that nation in the defiance of the Germans and the Nazis other than he. This was the day in 1983 that George Cukor died, one of our great directors. And on this day in 1895 died Martin Delaney. He was one of the great abolitionist leaders in America. Again, he's one of those people who, in his interactions with Garrison and the others, forced the issue, forced the leadership of the abolitionist movement in the hands of African Americans, saying, "This, we have our own agency in this." So on this day, a very important figure you should definitely look up. Martin Delaney passed away in 1895. L. Ron Hubbard died on this day in 1986, was a science fiction writer, but of course he's known for founding the Church of Scientology. 1989, Ted Bundy, the serial killer, was killed himself. And on this day in 1993, one of the great heroes of the civil rights movement, the 32nd United States Solicitor General, the first African-American Supreme Court Justice, the irascible, brilliant Thurgood Marshall, passed away in 1993. And on this day, Chris Penn, the actor, died in 2006. That was this day in history, January the 24th. To see our full list of some of the things that happened on this day we couldn't include, please visit us at the web, steinershow.org.